Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, January 26th. Obviously, I'm in a very good mood because we're going to have a very good show today. Today is Friday, beautiful day out there. And today I'm joined by Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Welcome to the show. And in the wings, we have my very good friend who will be bringing on in just a moment. So, Heather, thank you for coming.
I appreciate it.
Of course. And how's your mood this morning?
My mood's always excellent.
Really?
Yes.
So no need to ask you, right?
Well, you know, I think the grin tells it all. So.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, so you never have bad days?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm human.
But you still
I'm not smile,
superhuman. Right?
You got to smile through all the BS, Sam. You know this man.
Yeah, I guess. Now, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm actually originally from Detroit. That's where I was born, Detroit, Michigan. And then we, as in our family, moved to Los Angeles, lived in Orange County, and then from there moved to Phoenix, Arizona. And we've been living in Phoenix for a very long time, probably most of my life. So.
Oh, okay. So you're an Arizonian.
I guess you can say yes, Arizonian.
Right.
It's still weird to say it when you've lived in two different states prior to Arizona.
Right.
But hey, I'll take it.
How long have you lived here now?
Well, okay, so fresh, I've been living here for a couple weeks, but I've lived in Los Angeles before. I used to work at NBC Universal and quite a few stations out here doing media and broadcasting, but I decided to move on back because there are a lot more opportunities out here. So.
Yeah, not much happening there, huh?
There's a lot going on, don't get me wrong, but it's just slower, that's all.
So, yeah.
A lot slower.
A lot slower, and you like faster.
Yeah, fast-paced.
Yeah, so you remembered L.A.
Yeah, so I made my move back, but I have family out here in Los Angeles as well, and... You know, all across the country.
So it's not like you came out here alone and didn't know anybody.
Exactly, yeah.
Good for you.
I met you, Sam. Sam the man.
There you go. Within 2 weeks, you see?
Yeah.
She's already on the radio. how can you possibly imagine something like that? Only in L.A., right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you can say. I also did radio out in Phoenix. But, yeah, when you come to L.A., it's just a different ballgame. And, you know, you want what you make happen. So you just have your vision board. And then bada bing, bada boom, here I am talking to you on LA Talk Radio, baby. Let's do it.
There you go. Wow, she's got the attitude. There you go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Awesome. So so you came here for entertainment, right? That's pretty much your field?
Well, I do sports. I've been doing sports, actually, for the past several years. My main focus in sports is football and basketball. I grew up playing basketball. I'm an athlete myself. And then I also have dabbled in entertainment. And then I've been doing hard news for the past few years. So, you know, a lot of crazy stories like bomb threats near the Mexico border or capturing American fugitives in Mexico. So a lot of crazy things. And it's funny because it got to the point where I kept getting thrown out to cover bomb threats. And I'm like,
really?
Am I a bomb threat beat? Like, are they telling me something that I don't know? Because I keep driving to these bomb threats that I shouldn't be driving to. But it's exciting. It's fun. It's fast paced. It gets my adrenaline going. And I enjoy getting the story out there, letting the viewers know. And that's my main focus, is having a voice for those that don't. So
that's awesome. Did you go to college?
I did. Of course I did.
I went
to Arizona State, Go Sun Devils. I attended the Walter Cronkite program at School of Journalism, Mass Comm. Graduated in journalism, and I was a sports broadcaster working for Channel 8 during my Cronkite days. And from there, I went on to work for Fox Sports Arizona, NBC, ABC, you name it. I practically worked for every station in the state of Arizona, really.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you've accomplished a lot. That's cool.
If I do say so myself, toot toot.
There you go. So did you play basketball in college too?
No. It's funny. My sister actually, I have a twin sister, and she actually got a scholarship to play ball, but not me. I she definitely was a better ball handler than me. Let's just say that. But she got so into basketball that when my mom's like, what are you going to graduate in college? She's like, basketball. My mom's like, oh, no, we got to get her out, you know, because she was like a 4.2 student. So, you know, the answer to basketball was definitely not in the cards. But my mom's the one that put us all in basketball. So, but, you know, she didn't think that her daughter would want to become a WNBA star.
Didn't want her to, though? So she's...
No. And her act, she was so, you know, she had such high academics.
But what did your sister ended up doing, though?
Well, she ended up studying psychology, graduated with a psych degree, working at a mental health institute. And then it took a toll on her because it was just too much and listening to people's, you know, problems draining you. So she transitioned her career and became a sports broadcaster like myself, working for the Arizona Cardinals, the NFL Network. The Dodgers right here.
Right.
And also the White Sox during spring training. So she became a sports broadcaster, which would have made sense considering she was an athlete growing up. But
Wow. That's amazing how much into sports you guys are, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with me, it's like I couldn't care less, you know, about spectator sports. Even ones that I participate in. I just, you know, so...
What did you participate in? That's a question.
When I grew up, I was playing soccer and basketball and volleyball and stuff. But that's when you're a kid, you know, and then... You grow later on and you discover weed, then you go, fuck this, man.
I heard you have a mad table tennis. Is that true?
A what?
You got a mad table tennis game, no?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Curling, maybe?
No.
Okay, good. That'd be weird.
It's not me.
He's like, I almost made it to Olympics doing curling, but...
But I got to tell you, I was into football a lot in the 80s, you know, some of the legendary players from that era. And, I was fascinated by football because when I moved from Israel here at 16, I had never seen American football before because, you know, everybody plays soccer all over the world. So when I came here, first I'm like, God, this game is slow. You know, they're stopping every 2 seconds. You know, soccer is like nonstop.
Right.
They don't have breaks except the halftime. But in football, every play you stop and you play in the next one. So, but then when a friend of mine actually explained the game to me, I really fell for it, you know, and I thought, wow, you know, so there was...
Sam's like, I've been playing it all wrong. This is rugby. I'm not even playing football.
Exactly. Rugby it is. That's what, because when you're not here, you think rugby, football, same thing.
Right.
You know?
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah. So that's cool. What about, so you said you did some hard news too? What, like politics and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first interview was when I was 18 with John McCain. It was during the election season two when Obama and McCain were running up against each other. And I was still in college during that time. And my professor, it was in a broadcast journalism class. And he's like, okay, you guys need to go to this meeting. John McCain will be there. You need to shoot a story, A, B, and C. But every time I go out to a shoot, especially when I was younger pursuing journalism, I always told myself, what did I want to get out of it? So I would say, okay, well, I need to interview McCain. I need to sit front row so I can ask questions. And then CNN was there. So I was like, okay, well, I want to work with them too. And sure enough, I weaseled my way in. I sat front row. I asked a question about an overseas question, quite a few, and I got my questions answered. And then I also kind of snuck into the back where CNN was and was able to work with them. And I don't know how I did it because I didn't even have a badge on me. But, you know, it's funny because that's just how I am. When I want something, I make it happen. And, you know, you don't step on any toes. But to say the least, I got the story done. And it was an awesome first interview for myself.
Yeah.
And something I still remember. We'll always remember. So,
right.
Yeah, I've got to interview a lot of politicians. Hillary Clinton during the election season. I interviewed her and I was at her campaign in El Centro, California. And then I also covered the Trump rally in Phoenix, Arizona, in Fountain Hills. And I was like right in the midst of all the craziness on the freeway when the protesters...
I remember that.
Yeah,
they were blocking the traffic, those protesters.
But I got to tell you, it was a lot more exaggerated on TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
They always have to add the drama and shit,
you know?
Sure. There you go. Well, what can you do, you know? Well, welcome back to L.A.
Well, I appreciate it.
We can Thanks always use more me. People. We only have 4 million here.
That's it.
And it's never congested.
No.
Not. But
4 million in one.
4 million in one. No, we can handle it. But the problem is with the traffic here is that, and everybody complains about it, I don't see how it's ever going to get better. I mean, I'm seeing it getting worse quickly because everybody buys new cars here.
Yeah.
Now, the cars are not wearing out very fast anymore. You know, the modern cars, they last longer. So no cars are going off the road, and you bring in all these new cars and stuff. How is it going to get any better? You know, it's just going to get worse. So I don't know what L.A. is going to look like 5-10 years from now.
I can tell you, we'll be flying magic carpets, Sam.
I hope
what
so, right?
What else did you think?
Well, the self-driving cars that actually are going to keep cars from breaking, you know, like... most of the slowdowns on freeways are because people change lanes and step on their brakes.
Texting.
And stuff.
Texting.
Yeah, stuff like
one.
That.
Right.
But when you get a driverless car, they're always going to keep their distance from each other. They don't do stupid things, you know, so...
Well, not yet.
It might move a lot smoother. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's stupid? You know, yeah. They can do a lot of stupid things. It depends on what stupid means to you.
Yeah. To me, it means if you're risking yourself or somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people do that all the time. People don't have patience.
But then what happens if that car just, like, messes up and something's, you know... messed up in the system and boom, it just, you know.
Yeah, but people mess up worse than machines do, let me tell you.
I don't know. I'd still be scared. At least, you know, you have control as opposed to a machine having control.
Right.
I mean, nothing would be worse than being on the freeway and your brake's not working and you can't fix that. And you're like, ah! Then what are you going to do?
I'm sure they're going to perfect this before they let them on the road.
I hope so.
You know? Because a couple Teslas already killed people, you know?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know. That's not pretty.
No.
Would you drive a Tesla?
Yeah, I would. Are you kidding me? Oh, you mean in the self-driving mode?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would try it, but
what are your skills
there.
Like on the freeway anyway? What kind of driver are you?
I'm a very good aggressive driver.
Okay. Honk, honk.
No, I don't honk, but I just always have to be the fastest on the freeway.
Me too. I like it.
Really?
As soon as we leave out of here, we'll drag race.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, that's when you can, right? at the wee hours of the night, you can actually drive fast here. But
all you gotta do is buckle up.
Right, you know, and if I get stuck in a lane that's not moving, the other lanes are moving, I get irritated, you know. But I found a cure for it. I just focus. Yeah, I'm either on the phone or I listen to music and I think about something else, you know.
Oh, distracted driving.
Yeah,
sounds like
exactly.
A bright idea.
Or a calmer driving, I would say.
He's like, let me just calmer. Put these earbuds and listen to hard rock and I won't hear anything on the roads. Yeah,
right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, but I don't want to leave you out, Doug. Get closer to the mic. We're joined by Doug Newsome, who is a bro from another another mother. And welcome to the show, Doug.
Well, I appreciate that, Sam.
Of course. And you can see he's got a radio voice like nobody else does.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you.
I'm beside myself.
Really?
I'm ecstatic.
Awesome.
Bliss.
Well,
bliss on tap.
That was the intention of inviting you down here to L.A. So let's briefly tell the listeners where you live, what you do, so we can get on with the conversation.
Really?
All right. Well, I'll tell them. You live in Paradise, California, which sounds great.
No secret now.
Sounds great.
They'll be knocking down my door.
Right. But what's Paradise like?
They come there to die, really. It's very slow.
Very small.
Everybody kind of looks like everybody else. I don't know what that's about. And
yeah, it must attract a certain type of people.
Sure, the most important thing there is karaoke.
and if you guys saw the karaoke over there, it's not like here, man.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the Frank Sinatras and the the Tony Bennett's of the world.
Oh, everybody there is 65 and older.
Yeah. Mostly their 80s, I think.
And you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Those 80-year-olds, they can party all night. Karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hey,
they take it seriously.
I get it down on karaoke. I like karaoke. Yeah.
Do you?
They live for it. Restaurants, they do karaoke. Bowling alleys, they do karaoke.
Why not?
They all do karaoke.
I don't blame them.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing else to do there.
Exactly.
So what the hell, right? You want to socialize, you go singing.
Exactly.
And most people sing like shit, too. I was there, I'm telling you.
I've heard the same song so often. Every single person sings
what
the same
song? What song?
Like anything by Kenny Rogers.
Over the Rainbow. Lionel Richie.
Kenny Rogers, exactly. That's the type of people, man. Right?
Wow. Amazing.
But so you ended up there, not so much by choice, but you moved to be with your family who were already there and stuff.
Right.
I know what it's like for you, but, I mean, do you have the desire to move away from there? I mean, do you feel... confined or anything, or do you enjoy living there in a place like that?
I wake up happy, go to bed sad.
Oh, man, that's brutal. You gotta leave.
He looks forward to getting up, and then he realizes where he is.
Yes.
And he withdraws.
He wakes up and just stares at the walls in the morning, and like, he just said you die a slow death. I'd be disappointed too. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. I gotta make plans.
Right.
There's gotta be plans.
for the next 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you guys do, but you do keep yourself busy. You and your twin brother, Don, you guys have a radio station as well.
Right.
BBS Radio.
BBS Radio.
BBSRadio.com if you guys want to check it out. In fact, they existed before LA Talk Radio. And these two brothers gave me the inspiration to actually do something on the internet.
Oh, pretty cool.
And so I went out and got a studio and everything, and we started doing this. But Doug and his brother definitely were pioneers in this. And you're still around.
And we know what we're doing, Sam.
Yes, you are. You must
we
be.
We do.
Yeah, you must be, because... you know, otherwise, people have come and gone already with copycats, thieves that stole ideas from me and everything and knowledge and went and opened their own. They don't exist anymore.
Right. They're all gone.
Yeah. So may the strong survive.
It is dropped like hot potatoes, Sam. Yeah. Well, the good thing is, Sam, is if he's living in paradise and they all go there to die, right, chances are you're going to outlast them. So just letting you know.
So. Well, that's why my attempt is to bring him over here and extract him from that godforsaken place.
It's beautiful, but
it is beautiful.
You do not, if you're young, you have you desire good conversation or at least an eclectic world.
Right. Or even a date, for crying out loud, man.
Or even a date.
He's got to start going, you know, many miles away from his house to find a date. Right?
Right. Well, I have a dog.
You do.
He's like, that I sleep
We're
with.
We're very close.
Why do I believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we won't pursue that direction, Doug.
Okay, so the question is, people might be thinking, so why doesn't he move?
Well, he's got a business, you know. But
yeah, and a beautiful piece of property.
But I've found, that's true. I mean, I go there for vacation almost every year to be with them so I can relax, you know. They live the woods and stuff outside of town, and trees and deer and all that stuff.
Squirrels.
You know? Squirrels and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Have you guys ever been to Sedona?
Arizona?
Sedona, Arizona. Yeah, about relaxation.
Really?
It's amazing there. And a lot of the celebrities actually go there to like hide out and run away. And it's honestly, if you live there, you probably would not be too happy. Yeah. But when you vacation and just stay at a hotel, it's just the scenery. It's amazing. And then it's just so peaceful and there's animals and it's beautiful and red rocks. I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Sounds good. Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like desert surroundings, right?
For sure. Yeah. The Sonora Desert living.
Yeah.
My dad would have loved that area when he was alive.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. He was a prospector. He loved red rocks.
Really?
Oh,
that's what they're known for out there.
Yeah.
The Sedona Red Rock, no?
I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's
Google it, Sam. Google it.
There's the Red Rock in Vegas. I know that. I used to live there.
You know a lot of things about Vegas. I can tell, Sam. Because
I used to live there.
It says it in your eyes. Oh, well,
yeah, I lived there twice, actually. In the 70s and in the 90s.
You couldn't get enough of it, so you went back.
Huh? Right. Now you can't pay me enough to go there, man. I'm not crazy about Vegas anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a spiritual community out there or something like that?
In Sedona?
Yeah.
I haven't heard about that.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe somewhere else.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you guys have the senator, what's his name?
Michael Brown.
No, Jeff, the one that's critical of...
Jeff Flake,
thank you.
Yes,
that's critical of Trump.
I've interviewed Jeff Flake as well. Yeah, he was
I
very
like
critical.
Him. Mm-hmm. I like him because he's a conservative. He wrote a book called The Compassion of a Conservative, and he told you how you can be a conservative and still not agree with Trump, you know, with the many things he does and stuff. And so many people are criticizing him. You're a traitor, you're this, you're that. But I happen to feel similarly about him, that not all the Republican, not all conservative values are really presented by the Republican Party, you know?
Well, one thing I can say, per experience, is that when you do speak to Flake and you interview him and whatnot, it's not only about him disagreeing with certain things that Trump says, but he flout out, does not like the man. You can tell.
Right.
Yeah, it's not even about he has different opinions or views, but is still a conservative. He doesn't agree with anything, you know, and he'll show it in his face and he'll just kind of laugh things off. Like he's just, it almost seems like he's not a conservative the way he does speak upon him.
I see.
So it's a little different than probably what they're portraying, because I think he definitely has a completely different mindset when you speak or interview the man, for sure.
Yeah, you see,
nice
I never
person,
heard
though.
Him talk.
Good
though.
Cat. I
only read his book.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice. He's a
he stays out of my radar.
He's nice. Stays out of your radar.
Yeah.
Who do, have you ever rented to anyone in Paradise?
Who the hell would you
My dog.
To? Yeah.
You never know.
I'm telling you, nobody goes through there.
I gotta check this out now. Well, now I'm curious.
It's near Chico. I hear Oprah visited Chico, so now we're famous.
And it's
really?
Smaller than Chico. Way
right,
smaller.
Right, right. It's like yeah. half a third
Chico's
the size.
Chico's very small.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's a town big enough, just big enough for the college people to live
Campus,
there.
Campus, right. I had yeah. a friend that went out there.
Yeah, if you don't live in the medical industry, you can't live in Paradise. You got to have a job in the medical industry
that makes
or you're
sense.
Broke.
Really? Huh?
You don't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very small old. Community. Mm. But so my goal is to get Doug to move to the big city.
Ah.
Again, he used to. He used to. But then he lost his way.
Yeah.
Where you lost your way, huh?
Well, I'm saying he ended up in
downtown
Paradise.
L.A., lived in Hollywood for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was
a lot of fun. It was great. Great time.
You'd never come back.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Why wouldn't he come? Of course he will. Yes. I mean, circumstances.
He didn't even say yes or no, Sam. He said, I enjoyed
it. I'm speaking for him, if you know.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't. Yeah.
He doesn't know what he needs to do. I do.
You're like, don't worry. I got this.
Yeah, I got this all figured out.
He's like, of course he's coming back, right?
Yeah. Well, it's also selfish because I want him to be here. Near where we
the
can
people
hang
are great. The energy is great.
Yeah.
Sam took me out yesterday, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe this.
This is life.
We went to a bar, and Doug is loud and stuff. So he says to me, he says, God, there's actually women here. And a woman turned to him kind of like frowning, going, are you from West Hollywood or what? You
know, oh, man, that
when
is
there's
funny.
No women, you know.
So he's we like, told man, her, this no, is amazing.
He's from a small town. There's not much to look
at.
Did
they all look good to you?
And they all wanted to talk.
That's normal. That's nice.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and they were younger than I was.
Oh, my God. It's the little things in life, right?
Yeah, that's important.
It's the little things.
Yeah, in Paradise, they're older than you. That's
so
why.
So in Paradise, you probably have a few sugar mamas in Paradise. See? Cougarville.
What do you say to that?
The truth.
I have the a truth. Dog.
The dog's going to keep coming up, right. I guess.
We're about to play true or false with you. 21 questions.
No, but Doug is a genius. He's got a great mind, and so does Don, his brother. And they managed to build something really cool. And you guys are innovative all the time, you know? You have this the sense to come up with something new and make progress and stuff. And, you know, I admire that.
Well, you notice genius right away.
I do.
You do.
Because I enjoy being around people that are smart, you know? It really is stimulating, you know?
We have a great time.
Yeah, we do. You know, we really have a great time, even in Paradise. You know, we make fun. We make
absolutely.
Our own fun.
It's,
yeah.
It's I always say it's always upon the people, their personalities, because you could be anywhere. You could be stuck in Paradise, which sounds good, but apparently is bad. And but it just depends on your company. You know, right. The company you have and how much fun you can make out of it. You don't have to be anywhere, really.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. Until you die in
Until
Paradise.
You die.
That's right. No, I don't go there.
Not yet.
Yeah. So let's have a little deeper conversation because I always like to ask new people on the show. Let's talk about God for a moment. Are you up to that?
Sure.
Where does God... how do you view God in your scheme of things, in your world view? How does it... What's your relationship to...
Faith?
To God.
Yeah,
not necessarily religion, but God.
Well, I mean... I would say it correlates. I have a very
strong... It correlates,
strong,
but it's different.
It is. I have a very strong faith in... obviously, I believe that there is a God and a higher power.
Right.
So
that created all this.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, it's definitely not just human man and right. Scientology, even though that's huge out here in L.A.
It is.
I can't believe how many Scientology churches I've seen here. Are they called churches out here?
Probably.
I don't even know what they believe.
Yeah.
What do they believe?
I don't know. Get closer, though.
Do they believe there's some guy on a different planet controlling us?
It is about aliens, I think,
or
and stuff
aliens
like that.
In
I
some mean, other dimension science, attacking us?
It's a science fiction writer that started all this,
right.
You know, L. Ron Hubbard.
Right.
Hubbard. So So I'll tell you why I think God and religion is different. Because you don't have to be religious to believe there's a higher being, you
right.
know. There's an intelligence that behind all this, you know. And all I can say is, you know, people are saying, yeah, but, you know, 14 billion years, there was time to evolve and everything since the Big Bang. But the thing is still, just from cosmic dust, you don't get such a perfect universe like we have, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And it is perfect. I mean, look at the human body. Look at animals. Look at living things. I mean, you know, when we look elsewhere, we don't see living things. So life is very important, obviously. And how do you create life? You know, I mean, from a cosmic dust, do you create organic human life that can think, that can develop things that are unbelievable that we've never seen before?
Does God evolve?
Does God evolve?
Getting smarter?
Oh, no.
We evolve.
People are getting smarter.
People, we evolve.
So God's always the same.
People are getting smarter.
He's a lot smarter than us, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
God never changes, right?
He's amazing.
Right.
Let's define who God really is.
Well, that's what we're doing here right
that's
now.
That's what we're doing. You're going to find all your answers on LA Talk Radio Live.
We solve all the world's problems right here.
Right.
He lives in a BMW.
Oh, man.
No, but, and then to me, religion is the institutionalization of God, you know? It's like a way for people to both control other people and also to keep people together, you know. So it works in many ways, but that's religion, and because religions are so different from each other, and some are similar, you realize that everybody's defining God in a different way.
So
you know?
Confusing.
It is, you know. But how do you view that, Doug? When you see the word God, what comes to mind for you?
One, not two. No, I'm joking. I'm a pantheist. I believe that God and everything everything makes up God. You, me, everything. And if we took all the energy on every dimension, every aspect of everything, combined it, that's God.
Right. But so then we're all part of it, right?
We're all a part
of it. But we're all a part of one.
We're like an octopus, and we're the arm of an octopus with a little sock puppet on the end. And we think we're you know, unique, but we're just a leg of the entire octopus, right?
Right. But there is still an octopus.
But there's still an octopus,
okay,
right?
So the tentacle is not the octopus, so we are not God.
No, we're just like...
We're part of it.
Yeah, like a ray of light. Bursting forth from the sun, going out in an infinite direction somewhere else.
Yeah.
We came from the sun,
right?
But we're just that little ember that's blowing out, right?
Yeah, and the sun is so small in the scheme of things, you know, in the universe. So, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, we can't even comprehend the hugeness of it all.
Oh, absolutely. It's not for us to comprehend either.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is that we do have a brain, and we're not using all of it, and that's scientific. The question is why, you know, why did we evolve so we don't get to use all of our brain?
I mean, alien manipulation.
Yeah. That's what his brother would say.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Alien manipulation. That's the funny thing is people prefer to believe there's aliens than to believe there's God, you know?
Sure.
They're saying, yeah, we came from aliens and stuff, okay? But where the fuck did the aliens come from? You know, where did everything start?
Yeah, you're going to see yourself asking why? And it obviously just becomes too much for your human brain.
Right.
And yeah, that question is just never ending. It's always going to be why? And the answer is G-O-D.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and then people create religion. And that's why I want to, I always distinguish when I discuss God and religion because they're so separate for me, you know. For many people, it's not. It's like, if you believe in God, you got to do the rituals. You got to follow a certain dogma, you know.
Kind of like politics.
That. Yeah.
Same thing.
I actually know a lot of people that, you know, like you mentioned, I know a lot of people that believe in God and a higher power, but they're not really religious. They don't, you know.
Right.
So I've met a lot of people that were like that. They definitely believed in a higher power, but they weren't, you know, they weren't religious at all.
Yeah, they weren't doing the rituals.
Right.
They don't do the praying and all that fear of hell and all that shit, you know.
Where are you going, heaven or hell, Sam?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm still, the jury's still out on that.
He's going to be living in paradise with you.
That's right.
Look,
that's the first stopover.
Let's put it this way.
On a long journey.
I never hurt anybody deliberately. I may have, you know, without knowing or something, you know. But I never hurt anybody. I don't believe in stealing and cheating and lying and these things, you know. I don't. But that came from values I got from my dad, you know.
Or a belief in karma.
It's not a God
thing. Or his dating profile online.
Yeah, you know, my dad, my mom, they give us values. You know?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think the way your parents raise you and the values that you have, you know, growing up, that definitely molds you into the person you are today. And right. That's huge. I mean, but then a lot of people don't even have that growing up, but, you know, still kind of find their way in life and do well. So
yeah, and some don't, you know, and
that's the thing. All depends on the person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you don't have parents at home, man, you're going to have a tough life.
I believe so. Yeah, you know? I agree with that.
Yeah. So, and incidentally, I believe there should be more emphasis on fathers who lately, you know, I don't know, with some of the feminist movements were viewed just like sperm donors or something, you know, like we don't need men. And I'm talking about the ultra feminists. I'm not talking about liberated women and modern women. I'm talking about ultra militant feminists, you know, that you see like in the marches and shit, you know, and
they need each other. It's an exchange of love, exchange of power, right? So men are going to need women and women need men. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be, oh, you know, we can do A, B, and C for ourselves, and then you want to, you know, run back and cry why you can't do A, B, and C or complain. It's an exchange of love, exchange of power, because there's things that we know how to do as women that you men don't, and that's why we complement each other, right?
Exactly.
And vice versa.
That's why
men
you need
do
both.
Right, you need both.
Yeah.
That's how it That's works and becomes one.
500 years in the future, come on. You're going to have guys giving birth. Maybe 50.
Yeah. Oh,
and then what?
Yeah, 500 years from now, I can't even fathom 50 years.
I don't want to.
You know?
Too much.
It's.
We'll have designer babies. We won't even need women.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I know.
We'll be making you from a petri dish.
Yeah, we'll always need women.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for someone to speak up. I was getting scared. I'm like,
can you imagine a world without women? My God.
Yeah, he's like, we don't need women. I'm like, oh, dear Lord, Sam, can you please intervene? Sam, thank you.
Listen, we're just having fun. It's all good spirits.
But remember, he lives in paradise, so his thought of needing women is a lot different than us.
Exactly.
You know?
He's accustomed to a world with no women.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
So it doesn't bother him.
That's funny.
He's trained himself to live without us.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine, you know, we went and got, he finally got a cell phone because he didn't really need one. Mm-hmm. So I talked him into getting one so he can start dating and finding women.
You really just got a cell phone.
First time.
He really did. The woman is
still trying to figure it out.
The phone store almost fell on the floor. She didn't believe it.
But my jaws dropped.
Yeah, because think about it. They work at home. They don't really go out. So they're not mobile. They don't need a mobile phone.
So would you guys communicate on
just
AIM?
Landline. He's on a landline.
Oh, he has a landline. Okay. Yeah, but you didn't text or anything.
I have like two dozen
landlines.
Two dozen.
Right? Dozen computers. I mean, oh my God, a cellular too? Jeez.
Exactly.
That's like buying the VCR as soon as they start saying you could have all these channels and press a few buttons and record everything for the day. Right. When it got to that point, I went, that's too complicated.
Too complicated.
Right?
So do you text now? Are you a texter?
I try.
Yeah,
I try.
Does.
And it always wants to paraphrase me. I don't know why. Every time I hit return, it gives me some words. Right. I'm like, I got a backspace.
Well, let me show you how to use it. No, because really? You don't understand how to use it.
Really? Because it keeps on trying to paraphrase my first couple of words.
I know. Well, it suggests words, but you have to pay attention to what it suggests. But 10 times out of 10, I installed that keyboard for you that is like it learns what you say as you go along. So pretty soon, you don't even have to type anything.
It's changing the words
on me. It knows what
me.
You're going to do.
Yeah, it's magic.
You know?
Yeah.
I type in what, and it already suggests, are you up to? You know? What are you up to?
Really?
Yeah, because I sometimes
don't you like
that?
I like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I won't have to think
but
anymore.
You just,
that's great.
But you just have
pay monthly fee.
Yeah, but you just have to learn how to do it, Doug. And you've just been using the basics for now. So, but imagine he's 10 years late into the game of smartphones.
People probably think Doug's 100 years old. We have to let you know that Doug is not 100.
Doug is very handsome.
Young.
He's 49,
I wear my hair
right?
Like I'm 100, though.
Tell me something. You're 49, right?
49.
Wow.
Good age.
The big 5-0 coming up for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah?
I know I'm going to age
gonna
well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I know. I feel it. Well, I'm going to let my hair grow long.
Wow.
Try to get my youth back.
That sounds amazing. You look extremely youthful. Let's just throw that out there.
He does.
He does.
He does,
yeah.
You know? And that's why you belong back in L.A., Doug.
Higher.
I'm not going to let you go back home. You
I think if
here.
He came back to L.A., I swear to goodness, he'd have a spirit of a 20-year-old because life would be so different.
Yeah, I'd be doing those cucumber things over my eyes.
I'm
finally figure out what skin
masks.
Care is all about. Skin
yeah,
cream.
I got
yeah,
you'll
get the anti-aging stuff, you know? Yeah. I know, people are afraid of old age, but... I'm too.
I heard it gets better and better. You reach your 30s, it's a whole new chapter. Your 40s, even better. That's what they tell me. Is that
well,
true,
it
guys?
Depends. It depends, you know, on many things. But some things you really wish you were younger. You know, you were in better shape, physical shape. But mentally, yeah, you do a lot better when you're older because you've got all this knowledge and experience now. You know, that
it's like the
you,
two bulls.
Right. And you've accomplished a lot. So now you can spend more time on self-actualization, you know, on the things that you really want to do. And because you don't have much to prove anymore, you know, unless you haven't started your life yet at 57.
Oh, man.
Then you got a lot of catching up to do.
A lot.
Right. But, yeah, right? Everybody wants to be young.
Yeah, they do. I think you look good for your age, Sam.
Thank you. For my age, I look good. That's the thing.
He's like, I don't generally look good.
Exactly.
But, you know, for my age,
you generally look good, Sam. Yes. You're a good looking dude.
But
I must say.
Overall.
He is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. I look better once my beard is off. I'll go back to my normal self. But
this is your twin. This is your other half.
Yeah.
But Sam, we don't know. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
But my beard is like more white than gray, so it's like, but it's staying on until 30 days since my dad's passing, which is going to be February 1st, so that's next Friday, I think. So I'm looking forward to that because by then I'm going to look like a rabbi or a Santa. I mean, if this is after 3 weeks, one more week is going to be a lot. Another half
inch. It doesn't look bad. It suits you well.
Thank you. I know everybody says that.
It's true.
But it's not comfortable. It's prickly. I'm aware of it all the time, you know?
Oh.
And yeah, plus I don't like the white hair, you know? So what are you going to do?
We can always
because
color it for you.
You see, because we see, what we see is different from what other people see in us, right?
Absolutely.
It's all a question of perspective, really. You know what I mean?
Like, go ahead. I'm just saying it is, because there are times that I look at you, and
right.
I think you look really great with a beard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there are times I look at a woman, and I really don't want them to be shaved.
He likes just a nice, you know, something to beard, put his fingers through.
You know, it's crossing over. It's crossing over.
Yeah.
Slowly.
So cool. Now, so what do you like, Heather, what do you like to do for fun? Like when you go out?
By the way,
stuff,
Heather's gorgeous, everybody. Oh. You can't see her, but she's gorgeous.
They know the pictures afterwards.
There was, when we came upstairs, that guy, he had a conniption fit. The guy downstairs.
Don't embarrass him now.
Oh, my goodness.
What did he tell you? Spill the beans, man.
He couldn't stop talking. He was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, about how beautiful
you
are and everything.
Yep.
Yes,
that's very kind. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is, you got to call it as you see it, right?
I like that, yes. Yeah. Tell the truth. Speak the truth.
You have a fan.
I'll forever hold your peace.
You're
going to
get free parking now.
There we go.
So
oh, you mean
it
hasn't been free? I haven't been paid.
So tell me something. Do you go out to clubs and things like that?
You know, I'm not really much of a club gal. However, I do enjoy going out. You know, I think that's healthy. But I like more like lounges or a nice restaurant and bars. Cool. And then I also love to travel. So that's what I enjoy doing too on my free time. But for the most part, I like to keep it low key, you know.
Right.
Obviously, having a good time and living life is always nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the apex of your life right now. That's when people have the most fun, you know.
Yeah.
They're not settled down yet. They go out, friends, blah, 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 you know, and dating and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of action, right?
There is a lot of action. It's never a dull moment. And, you know, I'm a very proactive person, and I like to be extremely productive, whether it's like really early in the morning or late at night. That's just how I am. I have a lot of energy, so I don't like to waste time either, you know, just in general. There's 24 hours in a day, so I just like to make the most out of my days and, you know, just be positive, happy, and live life.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah.
As long as you're not getting in trouble.
Any hobbies like you like to design dresses or
play
with
it's
dolls.
Funny because okay play with dolls yeah all the time no I actually So a lot of times if I'm not reporting at the games, I'm a fan, so I love attending games. So that's a huge thing. And that just comes from, you know, having a sports background. And then also I'm a really good drawer. Yeah, so I can literally like sketch you two out and it would look exactly like you all.
Really?
That's something people don't know because I don't draw as much anymore. And then I love writing poetry. I'm huge on that.
Oh, you got to give us one.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got to put her on the spot.
Roses
come
are
on,
red,
Sam.
Violets are blue. Yeah, and we actually, me and my sisters actually used to enter like in poetry contests. And so, yeah, that's how deep it was. And then but it's funny because one of us would always, there's three of us, so our luck is pretty good. It's kind of like the lottery, right? So one of us would get first. And the other person wouldn't even place, and the other person would be something else, and we'd all get mad at each other and try to do better than each other. And then also, I just enjoy, like I said, travel's my main thing. That's the, whenever I can get out and travel, right. You know, I'm all about
what
it.
What are some of the places that you liked when you traveled?
Overseas, I've got to travel to Greece for my birthday last year. I went to Athens, Santorini, and also Mykonos.
Yeah.
So
Mykonos is a beautiful island, right?
It is. It's a beautiful island. It's more like party town in Mykonos, and Santorini was more relaxation. And then Athens is obviously, you know, just a nice city of Athens. But it's a lot different now. You go back and it's very different, and a lot of graffiti in Athens nowadays.
Really?
And yeah, it's very different than it was. My mom used to live in in Athens. She actually, yeah, she got married in Greece, so they lived there for 2 years before moving to the States.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, and then also London. I've been to London, and London's great. I love the people in London. The shopping's magnificent. But then I've been to Australia, Canada. I mean, you name it. And my father actually he has family everywhere. So he has family in like in London, in Canada, and my Australian cousins have accents and red hair and blue eyes, and it's just a whole different life. Yeah. And then like all over the States, so pretty big family. He has like 10 brothers and sisters, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big family.
It is.
Yeah. So where do you want to go? I mean, you haven't been. You haven't been. Some secret island like Turtle Island or the Galapagos. Where are we going?
My next vacation spot? Well, it's funny because I always talked about like doing a safari in Africa. I thought that'd be so cool in South Africa because I love animals. And
I lived there for you.
Safari and loving animals?
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
I can imagine that big gun out. I just love those tigers.
Just love those animals. No, but I thought a safari would always be super cool. I've heard great things about it in South Africa. I know a few people that have been on safaris, and they just say it's, you know, it's a really awesome experience. And then just anywhere with the beach and tropical. Mm-hmm. I just love the sun. And I love, you know, hot weather, hot temps. I mean, coming from a place that's like 110 degrees and you just sit in your car and let yourself boil because you enjoy it so much. So I definitely love anything with a beach, I'll tell you that. I heard Turks and Caicos is nice.
Oh, wow.
Where?
Turks and Caicos.
Where is that?
Somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, on the islands. Island Mont.
Turks and Caicos.
Or Jamaica. Jamaica, I heard, is...
I went to Jamaica, but it wasn't that great. There was too much poverty when I was there.
No, that's true.
And you drive through it and to the resort, and you go, what the fuck have I done? Why am I coming here?
Have you been to Hawaii?
Hawaii, I've been to.
Where about?
I was in Waikiki and also in Maui and Kauai. You know?
Oh, nice.
So Hawaii is beautiful. That's my ideal vacation spot.
I haven't been to Iceland. I've been to Hawaii, not Iceland.
That would be nice.
That sounds cool, yeah.
Well, have you traveled to some places that are memorable, like outside the country?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go?
My favorite?
Yeah.
I liked Munich during Oktoberfest.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Munich. Really?
Oh, yeah. Any place in Europe's actually nice.
Right.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
I know. I have an affinity for Europe, too.
Right.
I like it.
Right. But I'd love to go to the Orient, maybe try that.
Yeah. I know.
Once. I've heard people really don't.
It depends where, you know, like China. My brother lives in China. And from what I hear, I would never go there, you know.
Really?
I mean, he likes it, but it's not for me.
Tibet?
You know?
High in the mountains where you get, you know, that'd be interesting.
Well, that's interesting, but you go live in Shanghai or something. I mean, that's like pollution and smells in the air all the time and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people. And I don't know that I can handle that. But then Japan sounds cool, you know.
Yeah.
Japan sounds
never been.
Oak Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't ring a bell.
No, no, it didn't ring a bell there either.
Oh, I know where that's at.
I don't know
at.
What places you're talking about.
He's
I thought I knew everything.
He's just spinning the globe in here. Boop, popping
I know.
His finger
I thought
down.
I thought I knew my geography, and then you're stumping me here.
Pass.
Oh, wow. So, Doug, any luck with the dating apps? Because, you see, I mean, I introduced him to that.
I thought it was good looking until
he's
I turned
Tinder,
that thing
on. He's
on
Tinder, everyone. So if you have a Tinder account, just look up Doug.
Right. But the thing is
D-U-G.
Is that, you see, so D-U-G. He has, so obviously he can't find anybody in Paradise or even in Chico. So he has to increase his radius to like 50 miles. And then you look at it like Sacramento and shit. And still he's not finding anything.
Oh,
so
come on.
I don't know what's going on.
I still have to pay for it, Sam. I still have to pay for it.
He's like, it's getting pricey and I'm going broke. Someone help.
Wow. But yeah, you see, another reason to move to LA, man. You're far from any civilization whatsoever.
He's just giving up on himself. That's the issue now. You see how there's a tear coming out of his eye now.
I had a dad. He lived in the woods. And yeah. He'd come back, you know, one day out of every 6 months after logging with, you know, guys. And maybe I'm kind of like that.
Right. I don't think
I
so.
I go to the farthest reaches and yeah. I come back one day a year.
That's I think that's true. What you're telling yeah. yourself. You settled.
I did.
I can tell. I see
did.
It in your eyes.
Actually, it's my dog. Yeah. She doesn't want to go.
Oh, man.
Fuck with the dog, man. The enough with the dog already.
You know.
He's like, I got to accommodate to the dog. What happens, God forbid, something happens to the dog. Then what? Is that your calling?
Oh,
is
that would break my heart. She's my little dog.
Yeah.
Means the
but
world
eventually,
to me.
Yeah.
She sits in my chair. Sam knows this.
Yeah.
My dog sits in my chair.
And he sits on her.
That's funny. But no, seriously, I think if we can conclude anything in the show is that Doug definitely has to move to the bigger city. Because you still got a lot of good years on
that,
you.
That's a segment in yep. itself.
Yeah, you know. We gotta, yeah. So we gotta entice you with. Well, we'll take you to Venice tomorrow, so you can see beautiful
I feel
women.
It. I already, I you feel Sam, it, you're, huh? You're getting to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
Slowly but surely, we're
I'm
getting
already
here.
Making progress by making him come down here to right. visit. You know. So just to get him to smell the smells of the city, all the great things about it.
We have a plant in here. It's not a rose, but we have a plant. You want to smell the plant and there we go.
Exactly. Stop and smell the coffee and you realize that's where it's at, L.A., you know?
It really is.
Look, you could move to San Francisco too, but it's smaller and it's much more expensive
yeah.
too.
Mm.
You
no.
know? And what have you could got do. There? At least you come here, you got friends and
yeah.
you know the area and so
But
forth.
See, that's a beautiful thing about Los Angeles. You don't need friends. You know, yeah. There's so many people and you can just move out here and you easily can get those friends overnight. And yeah. and what's the friends anyway? Define friends, Sam.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Look, in your age group, it's different from our age group, okay? In our age group, you try to find friends that are more like lasting and shit like that.
Oh,
you know
that's,
I mean?
Hey, I mean.
No, I mean, we get those friends and you guys, it's like, well, I don't know. I'm making a generalization.
Friend, person who owns a home. That's a job.
That's a no. friend. You see, to me, as a friend, someone like I would do anything for them, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
If it's a good friend, I would do anything
Which
for them.
Which many people have very few.
Yeah, and right. you want to be with them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't have a lot of friends like that, but the ones I have are for life.
Cherish
you know?
Them. I completely agree. I have only yeah. a handful that I can think of, and maybe right. not even, so.
Yeah, and that's enough, you know? I mean, if you don't need 1,000 people to be your friends, you know?
Just and they
need
won't.
A couple of exactly.
And they won't, right.
Exactly, because when you notice some people have like friends, like different friends for different activities, you know? Like, this is the friend I go to the gym with, and this is the one I go out with.
Acquaintance.
And, right?
I think that term will be used loosely, friend. It's more so an acquaintance, because yeah. a lot of those, you know, your gym buddy, you wouldn't do anything and everything for, and wouldn't drop something for, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's your acquaintance.
Right, but people call them friends,
right.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But social life is hard in L.A. I've seen many people that have really struggled with building a social circle here, you know?
Especially if they're Republican.
You
and
think
smoke.
Oh, yeah. That's true,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. Is this a personal story?
Then maybe you ought to move where I am, Barry.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
No, I honestly don't think it's that bad. I mean, I also feel like, too, it's on the person, you know? Because, I mean, you can go out there and you can be at a restaurant or a lounge or wherever you're at. And if you're just friendly and start talking to someone, I think a lot of people are prone to speak to you and be just as friendly. But I think it kind of just depends on the person, their personality, and how they vibe with other folks. And you know what I mean? Because you can be outgoing, and then people will just instantly connect with your energy and just start talking to you. And there we go. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
But, kind of, you know, it just depends.
Until they get to know you.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Doesn't sound too good.
But we're, yeah. Well, guys, we're almost out of time. And so tell people how, do you want people to find you on social media?
Sure, yeah. Like you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram. It's at Heather Yako. Yako is Y-A-K-O. It spells OK backwards, so you're never going to forget it. And yeah, so that's you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. I'm there, folks.
Awesome. And Doug, how can people find you? You're not so much social networks, but you are on Facebook.
That's right, bbsradio.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, Metro PCS now, yeah, so.
If it ain't mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.
There you go. And Doug Newsom, without an E in the end.
Of course, if they find me, they might find my twin brother who looks just like me. So
exactly.
I respond to both. So you want to go there.
You might get a date from this. Right. Who knows? If someone finds you, listen to you on the radio.
I can see the emails coming in now.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, help the man out and help me keep him in L.A. And please send him a message that you want to meet him. At least give him a chance. This man is awesome. He's unbelievable. And he's God's gift to women. So there you go. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
We love you,
and
Sam.
We had a great show today. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.